In parts of rural Maine, parents face another problem finding childcare. Many family-based providers have closed in the last few years, and some local resources to help parents have also shut down. That's left some families struggling to navigate a complicated and geographically vast system. Robbie Feinberg has that story.
All right, you want to feed Trouble? Go for it.
On a cloudy spring morning at Lots of Tots Child Care in Princeton, Maine, owner Penny Terrio kneels beside a small gate, bottle in hand, and helps two young children feed an excited baby goat named Trouble.
There we go, Trouble. Hold it right up.
Tending to farm animals is a daily ritual for the roughly two dozen students at her facility, located about as far east as you can go in Maine, only a few miles from the Canadian border.
My parents are like, Penny, my kid wants a goat, stop it. But they really, really, the parents are loving it. They are really loving it because the kids are going home excited. They're going home tired and dirty at night.
Terrio launched Lots of Tots about 30 years ago out of her home. She started out small, taking in just a few kids while caring for her daughter. The facility has since grown quite a bit. There's now a kitchen, a playroom, a gated playground, and a few more employees. And as many childcare facilities in Washington County have closed, Lots of Tots is now one of the only local licensed providers.
We need more childcares. I would love to see a childcare down the road from me. I would love to work with a child care down the road for me, helping them build up, helping them get started, because it's needed.
According to figures compiled by the state's Department of Health and Human Services, the number of licensed family child cares in Maine dropped by nearly 40% over the last 10 years. In many parts of Maine, larger center-based child care facilities have filled the gap. But that hasn't happened in some more rural spread-out regions, like here in Washington County, which has 15 fewer licensed family and center-based child cares than a decade before. Experts point to a variety of reasons for the decline. Many family child care providers have retired. Some students are now served by public schools, which have begun to offer pre-K. Limited health benefits, long hours, and increased regulations have also led some providers to leave the field. Many in Washington County report waiting lists of more than a dozen kids, some without any expected openings for more than a year. That's left some parents scrambling.
So we found out we were pregnant, and immediately I thought, oh no, how is this going to work?
Tennille Hollowell of Callis recounts the childcare ordeal she faced with her first daughter a few years ago. With no openings available nearby, Hollowell says she had to ask her mom, who had recently been injured in a fall, to step in.
Everybody says it's going to be hard to leave your first kid, but I cried and cried because I wasn't so sad about her leaving. I was just sad about leaving her with my mother. I mean, she's great, a grandmother, and she takes care of her, but she was afraid to pick her up and move her from, like, the crib to change her, the crib to feed her, or anything like that. So she sat down a lot. So it was scary. I was nervous. I hated it, but we really didn't have another option.
After a few months, Hollowell eventually found a spot with a licensed provider. But for other parents in rural Maine, decisions made at the state level over the past decade have made it harder to navigate the child care system. In 2012, the state ended its contract with a network of resource development centers across Maine that helped to distribute information about programs, including child care subsidies. 3 years ago, state officials closed the local Callis office for the Department of Health and Human Services. Melissa Mattis with the community action agency Downeast Community Partners says applying for subsidies can be confusing. And Mattis says she's seen parents wait on the phone with state agencies for hours in an attempt to reach a person to help them.
So when you say, well, can't you just do this? That's like asking them to climb Mount Everest. You know, it's like, it's undoable. How am I going to figure that out? And they're under stress and they're working and they have children, you know, so it's just a lot. It's a lot for parents to go through, which results in delayed payments or mix up in payments or mix up in eligibility.
The state does maintain a website where parents can search for local child care options. There's also a statewide network called Maine Roads to Quality, which offers resources and training to providers and has recently made strengthening family child care a focus. Todd Landry, the director of the state's Office of Child and Family Services, acknowledges that the subsidy process can be complicated. But he says the Department of Health and Human Services Services is working to simplify things and cites an increase in the number of families who've received subsidies over the past year. Landry adds that the department is also looking at ways to offer in-person guidance to families.
We'll have to see how those plans play out. What I will tell you is being actively addressed and worked on by the commissioner right now.
Okay, girls. Come on.
Back with the goats and chickens at Lots of Tots Child Care in Princeton, owner Penny Terrio says a number of pressures, including state regulations, have made it difficult to make the finances work as a rural provider. And now, facing foot surgery, she's still figuring out how she can serve the same number of kids, at least while she recovers.
But I can't close this program. I just can't. There is such a need. I looked at it and I said, okay, do I dwindle down my numbers so I'm paying one person to do it? I can't do that. I can't do it. So, you know, I'm at that crossroads as to what to do.
Terrio hopes that more local providers will enter the field and begin to fill the child care gaps in parts of rural Maine. But she worries that without more on-the-ground resources for parents and providers, new mothers and fathers will continue to struggle to access affordable, licensed care for their kids. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And Maine Public's Deep Dive Child Care in Maine is made possible in part by the John T. Gorman Foundation and United Way's Women United.